You are listening to The Pulse, Rod Murray's e-learning tech podcast, number 112.
Hi, this is Rod Murray. Glad to be back. I don't know about you, but I'm a fan of New Age piano, and I really like that clip. That was from Lines Build Walls by Aaron Starks. As usual, I'll play the full piece at the end of my podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Inside Higher Ed, the online source for news, opinion, and jobs for all of higher education. As always, I'll post the links to all of the resources we discuss on my show notes at www.rodspulsepodcast.com. Today, I'll be interviewing Max James. He's the National Sales Manager for Education at Citrix Online. And in case you don't know what Citrix does, we will be discussing the various Citrix web conferencing products. You may be familiar with GoToMeeting or GoToWebinar and their newest GoToTraining. So we'll discuss their various web conferencing products and talk about some of their new features and functions, including HD Faces, the much-awaited Blackboard and Moodle integration, and also how you record these web conferencing sessions and who hosts them. Max will also talk a little bit about their latest products coming down the pike, something called GoToSchool, which incorporates Podio, a company they purchased, and also ShareFile. So without any further ado, here's my interview with Max. So Max, thank you so much for agreeing to talk to me and my audience today about Citrix Online and your products.
Nice to meet you, Ronnie. Thanks for having me.
As a bit of a disclaimer, we're certainly, as you know, a user of Citrix products here at University of the Sciences, and I know there are a lot of new features coming out, some of which we haven't yet tried. And but just sort of set the stage, how would you, you know, in a nutshell, explain your web conferencing products? What are they called, and why are they different?
Certainly, yeah. There's a lot of providers out there these days, Skypes, Google Hangouts, and, you know, dozens of players in the web conferencing space. The concept of GoToMeeting, in a nutshell, is to provide the simplest, most elegant, reliable web conferencing solution on the market. So what GoToMeeting is it's web, audio, video conferencing. It allows for unlimited use of the three. And the beauty of the product is that it's very easy to use, requires minimal technical knowledge, and it's a very firewall-friendly tool as well. So people don't have challenges getting into session. And when they are in session, they get to experience HD quality video and very high quality audio as well. So it's a solution that is not, we don't promote to have the most bells and whistles, but we do promote to have the most elegant and simple interface. And I think that's why it's been so popular in the education space, because ease of use is paramount. Things need to be simple. You need to be able to use something once, you know, come back to it 6 months later and, you know, pick it up like riding a bike again. And that's why GoToMeeting, I think, is so powerful.
Now, of course, I know you have three different products. Can you just briefly say what the how to contrast them, what and compare them?
Certainly. Yeah, under the covers, that, you know, they're all really GoToMeeting. They're all built on the same platform. Our GoToTraining product is a purpose-built product for education. So in GoToTraining, you have enhanced whiteboarding functionality, the ability to do testing and polling. You can embed materials into sessions, so you can have, you know, lecture notes, handouts, movies. And you can also take your training courses and easily put them into an online course catalog. So, for instance, if you have, you know, English 101 coming up, you can see, okay, here's the list of, you know, six classes you have with the corresponding materials and notes for each one. Students can go in and take a look before. You can, you know, suggest they take a test before the class and then go in and, you know, kind of make sure the knowledge transfer took place. So a number of tools that are very powerful for the education space. In addition to that, we also have the GoToWebinar product. GoToWebinar is more of a lecture hall type format, kind of a one-to-many. The concept is the ability to scale your web conferencing out to 1,000 people, You have features like polling in there available. This product's a little bit different, though, than meeting and training from the standpoint that it's really more of a lecture capacity. You typically have maybe two or three speakers with a limited audience interaction. People can raise their hands, but it's not a collaborative environment, not a roundtable discussion, which is how GoToMeeting, GoToTraining are set up.
Now, I forget when you introduced it, but HD Faces, that's the video capability, is relatively new, and that came out first just in GoToMeeting. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. HD Faces or high definition video is the only high definition video web conferencing available on the market today for a web conferencing product. This just came out a couple years ago. We acquired a company in Germany, and it's been a game changer for us. It came into GoToMeeting first, but the quality of the video is unprecedented. And interestingly enough, you know, we're calling it, you know, kind of a Polycom killer. People are using a $20 webcam and a very inexpensive GoToMeeting license to create a Polycom type atmosphere, you know, absolving themselves of having to pay $25,000 or $50,000 to set up a room. And again, the beauty of the product too is that it's really focused on mobility, right? So whether you're on a PC or your tablet or Android device, you can engage in this HD Faces and have a very rich session.
For folks that are listening to this, we are using GoToMeeting to record it. We see each other. I see Max in what looks like your very attractive office or family room. And I'm in my office. I was at a conference yesterday at Swarthmore College. It was the Higher Ed Technology Symposium. And it was actually put on by some commercial companies. And I was on a panel. And then they had the vendors on a panel. And interestingly, one of the vendors was Polycom. They were talking a lot. A lot of it was way over my head, talking about pretty deep into the technology. Sure. And the codecs and the, you know, the various network. We had folks there from Avaya and, you know, for networking products and Panasonic and some others. But interesting thing about Polycom was that he said that they're getting out of hardware, they're becoming a software company, which really surprised me. And I think that goes to what you were just saying, that you can accomplish amazing things. I mean, the quality with video and GoToMeeting is just fantastic. Here you are sitting in San Francisco, and I don't see any lag. There's no breakup. It's like we have a dedicated line.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, Polycom is a very valuable business tool and a good provider as well. But I do have to point a little bit of fun at your comment there, because I remember sitting in a meeting with a Polycom executive 3 years ago, and his words exactly were, there will always be a need for hardware in this space, and there will never be a move for us to be a predominantly software company. And it's not to say, oh, you know, we're right, you're wrong. But the point is that the tides are changing, right? And the world is moving towards a distributed mobile community that's powered by the cloud. And this is the way everything really is headed. You know, in the future, you'll see things like project management tools that are being done in the cloud. Products like Podio will become in the mainstream, one of our project management tools. Cloud computing makes sense for 99.9% of folks. There's always going to be a need, especially at the federal level, for some, you know, mainframe type work, you know, holding things internally. But for pretty much everyone else, cloud's the way to go. It's a much safer bet. I always ask people the question, you know, before they sign a Polycom contract, you understand that all this hardware you're purchasing is going to be completely outdated in 3 years. You know, I mean, that's a pretty heavy bit to bite, whereas this will never be outdated. And of course, as you know, Rodney, GoToMeeting, the upgrades are always included in the service. So when we add the new feature to have the recording of HD Faces and any other upgrades of the product, you're always, you know, included at no charge. The beauty of the software as a service model.
I wonder if they're leasing their equipment. Maybe that would be the smarter choice.
That's right. That's right.
Like cars, you know, you get a new car every 3 years and take it from there. Now, from a practical standpoint, from faculty who may want to use this for their online portion of their face-to-face courses, or maybe totally online courses that are have some synchronous parts to it, what should they be using? Should they be using GoToMeeting, GoToTraining? What they already have a learning management system with a lot of bells and whistles already built in. How do you see this being used in most cases?
Yeah, that's a great question. Learning management systems are obviously very popular with education. And, you know, we've worked very hard here actually in the past year to partner with a group called Intellidon. And we're very proud of the fact that we now offer complete integration with both Blackboard and Moodle. And we're looking at some other ones coming up here shortly. GoToTraining would definitely be the product ideal for a synchronous learning environment. Your LMS is definitely, you know, ideal for asynchronous, but when you're talking about a synchronous environment or live environment, trying to extend the classroom, if you will, GoToTraining is bar none the best product on the market for doing that. And again, it goes back to our core philosophies, ease of use, ease for the teacher to start the session, ease for the students to join, whether they're at home, in a library, on their laptop. And then once they are in session, you know, extremely high quality and stability as well, you know, 999 uptime. And then also the unspoken hero, which is support, right? People purchase products and don't realize support's a big piece of that. Our support team is 24/7, and they support the organizers as well as the attendees of the meeting. So when you purchase GoToMeeting or GoToTraining, you really are acquiring a turnkey solution. All you need to do is set up your session. If anyone's having challenges, have them call our support team. We'll take care of it. The value that the GoToTraining product can provide is it can really extend the classroom, kind of break down the traditional walls, brick and mortar. Over here, we call it education 2.0.
Okay. Yeah. We've called some of our conference e-learning 2.0. And actually the last Drexel conference, so we changed the name to 3.0. So I guess we're even looking forward. From a practical standpoint, even though our faculty might be using these products for their synchronous classes, they also want to record them and make them available for those students who couldn't make the session. One of the advantages of an asynchronous course is that you can have students all over the world, different time zones and so on. So, however, some subjects lend themselves to having a lot of synchronous, student engagement with a product like this. So you might want to record it. So explain how the recording works. So who records it? Where does the recording end up? How is that managed? And is this made easier now with the Blackboard building block, for example?
Yeah, that's a great question. So recording is definitely one of the highlights of the product. All of our audio is integrated. So whether you're on the phone or using the voice over IP, that is the audio through the computer, it doesn't matter. GoToTraining, everything is captured, all the audio and screen sharing with just one click. The organizer clicks start recording. Recording is saved locally to your computer, your C drive, wherever you decide to have it go, in a WMV format, that is Windows Media Player format. And I mention that only because most providers out there actually use a proprietary format. Now, the challenge there is that when you do that, if you want to go edit that content afterwards, you need to hunt down their proprietary tools and, you know, use their special players. And then if you're trying to give that to somebody else, maybe they don't have that player, that codec, having it stored locally in Windows Media Player file is a big advantage because you own the content, and you know where it's going, and you can edit it if you want. From there, GoToTraining allows you to upload the recording onto our cloud. And that recording can be, you know, automatically integrated into your Blackboard or Moodle LMS. That recording can also be made available in the course catalog built into GoToTraining. So for instance, you know, when I missed week one lecture, I go to week two, I can go back to week one if I want, and I can actually watch that lecture directly off the course catalog. So it gives you a number of different options. You could also just take the link of the recording and email it to somebody or maybe put it on your own school website. So, again, the point, though, is ownership of content is key, and having a universal format to do that makes it most simple. So that's the approach we've taken with that one.
Of course, we're a Blackboard school, and we're very interested in the Blackboard integration. Is that available now, or when will that be available?
Yes, it's available now. We've partnered with one of the best in the company, Intellidon, and they've done a great job with several of our customers thus far. So definitely open for business on that one.
Okay, well, if any of my faculty are listening, we're going to be putting this in pretty soon. So maybe the summer term, and definitely by the fall. So I'm looking forward to that. You touched on most of the questions I had. Are there any other new features and functionality that are coming down the pike? Anything that you want to highlight? How often do you come up with updates?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, again, we're not about throwing the kitchen sink or tons of bells and whistles. We try to come with strong, meaningful, strategic updates. And to that point, I should mention that we also try to limit the number of product variations. So you don't have a new download or new GoToMeeting every time you start GoToMeeting, right? Like some products, you know, every time there's an option. We try to limit it to just a couple a year, and we can actually adjust that too if that's too many. In terms of big stuff coming down the pipe, you know, I'm really excited. We put together this new project called GoToSchool. And the concept is a bundled package of the GoToTraining product, free student licenses of GoToMeeting, Podio, and ShareFile. So GoToTraining would be for the faculty and staff to do their teaching, their synchronous learning. Free student licenses, so the students can have student work groups. They can collaborate with one another. This is especially valuable in graduate institutions or places where we have distributed learning. I personally used it when I did my MBA online, and I can't imagine how I would have done it without, because we have colleagues all over the world. So you've got the GoToTraining, you have the free student license to GoToMeeting. Podio, which I touched on earlier, which is cloud-based project management. So you're probably using SharePoint or something similar currently. This is the way things are headed. We talked about Polycom, you know, as a bit of a dinosaur. One day, SharePoint or similar will follow that same path. Everything needs to be in the cloud. So Podio is a wide use of concepts, but basically it allows for multiple people to work on a project together. You can upload materials in, and there's applications within the tool to help you work on that project. And you can design your own applications very easily as well. And then ShareFile, which is probably a little better known, you may be using Dropbox or Box.net. ShareFile is a enterprise cloud storage tool. And this is a very secure and manageable solution, which offers significant advantages over Box and Dropbox. So what we've done is we've taken these four products, and we've worked with the executive team to build a very attractive price point, which is the GoToSchool pricing tiers. So it's a great way for folks that are interested in extending the classroom and really kind of getting into that education 2.0 mentality. We've built this bundle package at a very attractive price point that helps you do that.
Great. Well, I'll be looking forward to that. And I know we'll be working with our account rep and getting set up for the Blackboard integration. And up till now, we haven't really rolled out GoToTraining. But now that has video, I think that's very attractive for us. One of the concerns that we have is, you know, we have so many ways of doing things, so many options, and we really do want to keep it as simple as possible for our faculty, and they certainly appreciate that. But anyway, I want to thank you for your time. I think this was just great for what I wanted to cover today, and I appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for having me, Rodney. Appreciate it.
I hope you learned more about the features of the various Citrix web conferencing products. See the links on my show notes at rodspulsepodcast.com. Now, please stay tuned for Lines Build Walls by Aaron Starks. Until next time, have a great week.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to give Rod feedback. You can leave comments on his blog, send email to rod@rodspulsepodcast.com, or leave audio feedback on his comment line at 610-616-2199. The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Murray, and does not represent the official viewpoint of the University of the Sciences or any other institution or company.